This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Florida college quarterbacks tend not to do well in the pros. Can you think of one? If you can think of one, please tell me, because I've been racking my brain with it for all week since the Bucks game, where they got walloped by the very average San Francisco 49ers. I can't think of one quarterback that played college football in the state of Florida that did anything. 813-693-2124. Leave me a voice or text message if you can think of one. I'm not talking about Dan Marino, okay? He went to Pittsburgh. I'm talking about guys that played college football in the state of Florida, like Jameis Winston, for example, like Tim Tebow. Who else? Christian Ponder. All those Florida State guys. EJ Manuel. Even that kid that played at Miami. I can't think of it. It was a long time ago. When they were really good in the 2000s, a white kid. He was all right. He got drafted. And then you just never heard from him ever again. I think this goes back to a person that played at Florida State University in the 90s. And his name was Charlie Ward. Remember Charlie Ward, how awesome he was? I remember as a kid being amazed. He ran like the wind. He threw the ball better than anyone I'd ever seen. Granted, I was a little boy, so I didn't really know what I was talking about. I still don't know what I'm talking about. And his thing was, he wanted to play in the NFL, but he would only play if he got drafted in the first round. That was his thing. And I guess he wasn't big enough, and he didn't get drafted in the first round, so he opted instead to be a very mediocre basketball player. He had a long career, I think, in the NBA, though, like 15 years or something, playing for the Knicks, and then, you know, towards the end of his career, he played for other teams, but he had a pretty good run. But I can't think of one goddamn player. Rex Grossman sucks, but had a decent career, I guess, but was very average. Like, you never see... I was watching Deshaun Watson play for the Texans. That guy is dynamic as hell. From Clemson, undersized. Still went... I think he went in the first round, and now he's a freaking superstar, man. But I don't understand what the deal is. Florida quarterbacks never do anything in the pros. What is the deal? 813-693-2124. Do you have any theories about this? Because there's been so many guys that were drafted high. Oh, wide receivers. Name a receiver that played in the NFL, played in Florida, in the state of Florida, in college, and did anything. Santana Moss, he was pretty good. The Miami wide receivers, Miami Hurricane receivers, there were some good ones. That's the exception. But Gators and the Seminoles, I can't really think of any that really did anything. So they do great in college, but they never really do anything in the pros. Aside from the Miami Hurricane receivers, they tend to be pretty good, I guess. But I can't think of any quarterback. If you can think of one, please tell me, because I'm dying to know. 813-693-2124. I don't know what to do. Well, I don't have to do anything. But what are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers supposed to do about Jameis Winston at this point? Do you cut your losses? I was already looking like who's available in the draft in 2020. You got some good ones. You got Tua Tagovailoa, whatever his name is, from Alabama. You got Jake Fromm's coming out, that kid from Oregon. Do we just bail on Jameis at this point? I think it might be time. I don't think Bruce Arians is going to be coaching too much longer. 2 or 3 years, maybe, and then he's going to bail. So what do you do? Draft a quarterback next year and just get rid of Winston or franchise, tag him for one more year, see what he can do? I just don't think he has it. Now I'm talking crap and I'm recording this on Monday the 9th, and he plays on Thursday, and this will be released Friday. So probably what will happen is he'll have a stellar game since I'm jinxing him. I'm jinxing him upwards. I'm helping right now, and I hope that happened. That would be fantastic. But Jameis Winston sucks. I think it's time to accept that and think about what we have, not we, what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have to do to get better, and that's draft that kid from Oregon State, whatever his name. What's his name? I guess I can look it up. Top 2020 QB prospects. Justin Herbert. Look at him. He looks like a goon, but he's good. And then you got Jake Fromm from Georgia. Any one of those three, and then 2-0, I can't say his name. I'd be happy with any of those three. I'm tired of, I just feel the same way every year as a Bucs fan. And I'm sure you felt it too, if you care about sports at all. If you don't care about sports, sorry about this podcast, but I just had some time to sit in the production room here at Cox Media Group Tampa, and I have a microphone that's a good microphone, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk about stuff. Because I have access to this equipment. So that's what was on my mind today. So I hope this was listenable. And let me know if you know of any quarterbacks that made it that went to Florida schools. Let me know. 813-693-2124. Have a great weekend. Go Bucks.